Danny, Rainey said desperately. It was too late. His right arm lifted. No, Shep sounded wild. Don't do it, Danny. She had no choice, her finger pulling back on the trigger. And Danny turned his gun toward his head. God damn! Shep hurtled toward his son. Rainey jerked her gun up and blasted her shot into the ceiling, just as Shep sent himself and his boy tumbling to the ground. Danny's handguns disappeared from view, trapped between two bodies. Then one came sliding out from between them. Rainey kicked it away and looked in time to see Shep grab the .22 in Danny's right hand. He squeezed hard. His son cried out. Shep jerked the weapon free and flung it down the hall. That quickly, it was over. Danny collapsed on the floor, the fight gone out of him, as his father sat up. The burly sheriff was breathing hard and tears streamed down his cheeks. God damn, Shep gasped. God damn, God damn, aw, Danny. Belatedly, he tried to pull his son into his embrace. Danny pushed him away. Shep's head fell forward. His big shoulders continued to shake. Quietly, Rainey took control. She rolled Danny onto his stomach 8 feet from where three people would never move again. She spread his arms and legs and patted him down. Finding no additional weapons, she curved his arms behind his back and handcuffed his wrists. Daniel O'Grady, she said as she hauled him to his feet. You are under arrest. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. Don't say a word, Shep ordered roughly. You hear me, son? Don't say a thing. Shut up, Shep. You can't invoke silence for your child, and you know it. Do you understand these rights as I've said them to you, Danny? Do you understand that you're under arrest for what you did here at school? Don't say a word, Danny. Don't say a word. Shep, Rainey warned again, but it didn't matter. Danny O'Grady didn't even look at his father. He stood with his shoulders hunched, his oversized black Nike t-shirt too big on him, his features haggard. He said finally, Yes, ma'am. Did you do this, Danny? Her voice softened. Rainey heard her own confusion, her need for reassurance. She'd known this boy most of his life. Good kid. Used to wear her deputy's badge. Good kid. She said more firmly, Did you shoot these people, Daniel? Did you hurt these little girls? And he answered in a faraway voice, Yes, ma'am. I think I did.